It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This weekend, top marathon runners from around the country will convene in Los Angeles to participate in the Olympic Marathon Trials. Three runners from the Pittsburgh area will be competing in the race. And joining us now from Grove City is Jed Christensen. He is a Greenville High School and Calvin College graduate and an avid marathon runner. He attended the 2012 Olympic Marathon Team Trials, finishing 61st out of 85 runners. And he joins us now by phone to talk about his upcoming trip to Los Angeles to compete in the men's Olympic trials. Jed, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me on.
How does one qualify for the Olympic men's marathon trials?
Well, there are two ways, or I guess you should say there's actually three ways, but the two main ways, you can either qualify with a marathon time or a half marathon time. With a marathon time, you'll need a 2:19, and then for a half marathon, a 1:05. The only other exception is if you've like competed on a previous like Olympic team or maybe the world championship team. So that's very few runners would ever qualify that way, and usually they'd make qualifying time anyway. So,
when did you run a 2:19 marathon?
In Chicago in 2014. Actually, at that time, the standard was 2:18, and it got slowed down, the standard, by a minute just back in December due to the IAAF. Which is the ruling body for the Olympics, they slowed their standard down for making it to the Olympics to 2:19. So then the USATF slowed their standard down as well. So at the time when I ran it, it was not going to get me qualified. I'd been trying for the year after that to try and get a qualifying time, and then I was blessed with the standard being slowed down just enough to push me in.
You've qualified for running in the marathon trials. Now you're trying to make the Olympic team, and I'm wondering, most marathon runners are running, the elite runners anyway, are running in the 2:10 to 2:15 range, maybe?
Yeah, that's pretty close. Most of them, I would say, are 2:10 to everyone running there has basically run a 2:19 or faster. So I would say, actually, most of the people who have qualified are probably between the 2:15 and 2:19 time frame.
And they only take the top three runners, the top three finishers in the marathon trials, right?
Yes, that is correct.
So, you know, what would be the difference for you, say, you know, if you're running a 2:19 in Chicago, is it a matter if you want to cut 4, 5 minutes off of your time in order to maybe be in that top three? What will make the difference for you? Is it just a good day where you're feeling perfect? Is it a certain kind of weather conditions? What has to happen?
I think in the end, a lot of that stuff can help as far as having a great day, both how you feel and then weather-wise. But, you know, if the weather's good, then everyone else is probably going to run a lot faster too. In the end, it becomes your preparation. And the preparation starts, you know, years ago, honestly. You need a lot of time to develop yourself. And your body sometimes improves more at one time than another as it gets used to training. So even if you've done kind of the same thing, it may not be just one gradual increase of your ability. It might be a sudden leap and bound here, and then you kind of plateau for a little bit, and then your body adjusts again, and you're able to break through again. I have been working pretty hard the past year and a half to 2 years trying to push myself harder, so I'm not even just doing the same thing. And so I think that could allow me to have some sort of breakthrough this weekend.
How many miles a week do you typically put in?
Right now I am between 70 and 80 miles a week, which is actually really low for me. One of my issues last year, especially the last half of the year, was I was dealing with an Achilles injury and then some other injuries that flared up as well. And so I had been focusing on trying to rehab that and get stronger. I'd like to normally do 2 runs every day, and my Achilles wasn't allowing me to do that. So I kind of changed how I was training a little bit to accommodate my injuries and to still try to get faster. Last winter, about a year ago now, I had reached my previous high mileage. I ran 130 miles in one week, and I was usually doing 110 to 120. So that's where I'd ideally like to get back to eventually, but it's just going to be too much before this trials with rehabbing and everything.
Do you train in Pittsburgh?
Not very often. On occasion, I might go down for, you know, some sort of run with someone else, especially some of the races. I use a lot of races as training, and so a lot of races I go down to are in Pittsburgh. But I mostly stay in Grove City. It just kind of depends what my schedule is like.
Well, does that make it hard because, you know, we've got the hills and mountains in western Pennsylvania, and the weather this time of year in particular is not that great. I'm guessing it's a little hard, and the atmosphere is a little unpredictable.
That is definitely true. I honestly like the hills. I mean, they're not fun to run up, but in the end, I think they make you a better runner. And so I'd much rather have the major hills around this area than, you know, compared to, you know, Illinois or Iowa or something like that, where you really don't have that. Hills are very, very good training-wise. And actually, in my region of where I'm living right now, I don't feel there's enough hills. Pittsburgh would be much, much better training-wise.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. My guest is Jed Christensen, who has qualified for the U.S. Olympic Marathon Men's Trials in Los Angeles this weekend. And I'm wondering, Jed, how you got into marathoning. A lot of guys start out maybe as a track and field runner or a cross-country runner in high school and or college, but those distances are quite a bit shorter compared to the marathon distance of 26.2 miles. So at what point did you decide the marathon is my race?
You know, I may have known fairly young. I actually ran my first marathon when I was 8 years old. And
is that advisable?
I don't know if it'd be advisable to most people. My family and my dad believe that if you put the train into something, you could succeed at that. And I had put the training in for it. And so I succeeded really well. But, you know, even if you're an adult and you don't put the right training in, I don't know that a marathon would be advisable. So it all depends on your preparation. I think young kids can handle a lot more, especially running-wise, than we maybe think they can. And I definitely think it's a lot easier to be prepared for that than, you know, if you would, say, play midget football and you're tackling or something like that, when your bones are seriously not, you know, quite ready for that kind of strain. But I did that one, and then I didn't do another one until I was maybe 18 years old. But I knew that I was better the longer the distance from doing all those races when I was younger. And so as soon as I got out of college, I decided I'll try again, you know, the marathon, see how close I could get to the Olympic standard to make it to the trials. And I was actually surprised because I didn't think I was going to be that close. And then I ended up qualifying back in 2011 for the 2012 trials. So,
Jed, now the big question, what are the chances that this Saturday you're going to be able to be among the top three runners that will qualify for the Olympics in Brazil this summer? What sort of a time do you have to hit? Who is going to be the chief competition for you out there?
I think Meb and Dathan are two of the big ones. You know, there's a handful of other guys that I think have a good shot at that third spot. I think Meb and Dathan are definitely two of the favorites. So I personally think it's going to take under 212. I haven't really looked too closely at how hilly the course is, but I'm not expecting to be that hilly. So, you know, you never know on that day. I think, you know, being the last person to qualify with the marathon standard, I'm definitely probably someone that's more of a dark horse than anything else. But you never know on that day, and, you know, you just give it your best shot and see what happens.
Jed Christensen is an Olympic Marathon Trials qualifying runner living in Grove City, Pennsylvania. He will be joining other top marathoners from around the country in Los Angeles on Saturday to participate in the U.S. Olympic Marathon Trials. Three runners from the Pittsburgh area are competing in the race. The top three finishers will be headed off to to the Olympics in Brazil to represent the United States. Jed Christensen, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck to you. We hope you have a great race on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Also attending this weekend's Olympic marathon trials is Laura Harnish. She's a graduate of Goshen College in Indiana, where she was a cross-country nationals qualifier and now lives and runs here in Pittsburgh. She qualified for the trials with a time of 2 hours, 42 minutes, 9 seconds during the Chicago Marathon. Congratulations, Laura Harnish. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You're originally from Illinois, and you attended college in Indiana. So how did you end up in Pittsburgh?
Well, I came to Pittsburgh to be part of the PULSE program, Pittsburgh Urban Leadership Service Experience, kind of like an AmeriCorps-type program in East Liberty. I served there for a year with 7 other women volunteers. And I loved the city, made some friends, and decided to stay here.
Is it a tough place to train, particularly for an Olympic marathon, potentially?
I actually love Pittsburgh. It's my favorite place to run. I love all the parks and the trail systems. So it's a little tough during the winter, so I've been running on the treadmill.
And I understand you're part of an organization called the Pittsburgh Faroe Hounds. So tell us about this group.
Yeah, the Hounds are a competitive running group here in the city. I found them the first week I moved here and have been a member ever since. They do workouts Tuesday nights at the Schenley Park Oval, and it was nice to find a group of people who wanted to really push themselves and, you know, suffer during track workouts together.
Yeah, suffering sounds like a common experience. What makes you want to run, want to dedicate yourself, not just to running, but to marathon running, which involves miles and miles of training per week?
Maybe I'm a little bit crazy, but yeah, I think anyone who's done a marathon, or most people, just get a little bit hooked, and maybe it's the endorphins. I also love pushing myself, so it's just a really good challenge. I always did cross country and track and just needed another challenge, I guess, after graduating.
When you were running the shorter distances, talk about some of the experiences you had with those. Is it, because that's also grueling in its own way, but at least you know it's going to end a lot sooner than a marathon where you have to get past what they call the wall, right?
Yeah.
So talk about running the shorter distances and then how you built up to going 26 miles.
Yeah. Well, the shorter distances, like the 800 and mile, the middle distance races, they're just a different type of pain. They're really a sharp, kind of long burning pain. I really don't have any desire to do again, I guess. But yeah, the longer distances, it's just more about like patience and kind of like developing a mental strength that you develop over all the long, tough workouts. And it can be really grueling, but it's really rewarding to know that you've pushed through and, you know, really accomplished something that you've wanted to.
Well, it must be rewarding. There must be something at the other end of it, because so far I've heard the words pain and suffering from you, and something has to make it worthwhile. Clearly, qualifying for the Olympic marathon trials is a pretty big accomplishment. When did you realize that would be a realistic goal for you?
After doing a few marathons, I got my times down to around 3 hours. And that mark is still pretty far from the Olympic trials standard. But something in me told me that there was at least a chance that I could improve enough to qualify. And so,
what did that mean? In order to improve, you had to do what?
Just longer runs, more training volume. I hired a coach a couple years ago, and he was really instrumental in helping me improve, along with the Pittsburgh Faroe Hounds.
How do you find time to do this? Because you are working, so how do you fit all of that into your schedule?
Yeah. Well, I honestly feel like if I didn't run, I would probably go a little bit nuts. So I think I would be running anyway.
And so here you are heading for the trials. What are you anticipating? You're going to be going up against the best of the best in America. You're there, which means you have a chance to go to the Olympics. Have you allowed yourself to kind of imagine standing on the podium? Or is that just something that you have to block out of your mind as you get ready for what you're going to do on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm more just focused on the experience of it. I think, honestly, for most of the 198 women who have qualified, we're just really happy to be able to be towing the line. It'll take probably a 225 or 6, I think, to make the team. And so there are only 20 runners who can realistically do that. I'm just excited to be in the line with all these amazing athletes and have the opportunity to compete against them, hopefully finish well and see what happens.
So you're saying there's a chance. That's good. That's good. You know, what factors go into taking being in the top three out of the equation? What are the factors that go into having a really great race? Some of it's out of your control, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, in a marathon, that's the most nerve-wracking part leading up to it, is that it seems like a lot of things are out of your control. Like, I can't control the weather or the course, but yeah, I had good preparation and I can, you know, control what's going on in my head. And that's probably 90% of it.
And you said that you are one of, what was it, 198 runners
that's
doing
correct.
This? I mean, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people all over the world who run marathons. I mean, the Pittsburgh Marathon gets thousands of people, and you are part of a very small percentage being having qualified for the Olympic trials. So what do you get for that? Is there swag? Is there stuff? I mean, there's got to be something, isn't there?
I don't know yet. I guess ask me next week.
Okay.
Just kind of the sense of accomplishment. I'm so excited to head out.
And it gives you some bragging rights, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we wish you well. We'd love to have another runner representing Pittsburgh in the Olympics. And whatever happens, enjoy yourself, compete well, hydrate.
All right. I'll plan on it.
All right. Laura Harnish is a Pittsburgh resident. She qualified for the Olympic Marathon Trials this weekend in Los Angeles, there on Saturday. Laura Harnish, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for listening to today's edition of Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any portion of the program or would like to revisit past segments, you can go to our website at WESA.FM. You can follow me on Twitter at WESAPaul is how you reach me. And that's my Twitter handle. And tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, we'll look at what the city's doing to control graffiti artists. And we'll have a conversation with comedian and actor Paul Reiser, who has a small part in the movie Concussion, and he's coming to Pittsburgh this weekend. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.